Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle, and let's drink about it.
Cheers!
Cheers to episode 59 of the Sisters Like Us podcast. Next week's gonna be 60.
Should we, like, do something for 60? Oh, we're gonna be gone.
Well, yeah, we're going to have to record Wednesday because we leave Thursday. And we probably shouldn't really drink a whole lot because we're going to be drinking, like, the whole weekend.
I think we'll do a mocktail.
Yeah, a mocktail. Or like a hydration station.
Yeah.
Well, today we
If any electrolyte companies would like to send us electrolytes to try. I don't know if you saw on Instagram, but I reached out to a ton of companies.
I didn't see that.
I reached out to, like, Pop. Like, I reached out to so many companies because I'm like, what, like, why am I sitting here wasting time? I'm just going to DM a ton of people.
Love it.
And two of them, like, got back and were just like, hey, like, we're just not looking for people, but, like, you know. But it's, like, merit. So it's, yeah. Like, you know. Because I'm thinking, like, we can try, like, literal products as well.
We could, yeah.
Like, because we can, like, come back and be like, okay, we're going to use this product this week. We'll let you guys know how it was. And then,
yeah,
whatever. Because Good Molecules always sends people things. So.
Cool.
Okay. That's my little spiel.
Well, this week we're having Old Fashions. With the wrong ice cubes, because I keep forgetting to fill the large ice cube tray.
I need to remember, like, when I drink these, that they're a sipping drink and, yeah, not, sipping and drink. Not just, like,
a regular drink. But they're so strong. Like, how would you not just sip it?
It's just so good. It's so tasty.
It is tasty. We're also both looking a little rough today. Okay, well, I feel like I look a little rough. We weren't originally planning to record today. It's Wednesday. We usually record on Thursdays. But tomorrow, we are going to Lindsay's... Is it her... It's not her final fitting. No, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
it's just a fitting.
Yeah.
Is it her initial? No. She's already tried it on.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're going to see Lindsay try on her dress.
In her dress.
Tomorrow. So, even though we would still be back by Lila's bedtime, we just thought maybe, like, let's record today because Allie has to work super early on Friday, so.
Yeah, like, I think I've told you guys before, like, there's times where I've, like, had to work at, like, 6 a.m., but we, like, tried to put an end to that because it was, like, getting so out of hand, so we, like, changed it so that you can't be in the building till 7, but you can pay extra to come early if you actually have that many people or, like, have to do that, and so they do.
Like, they're starting hair and makeup at 6 a.m. on Friday?
No, so I have to be there at 6. I think they're probably starting at 6:30 or 6:45. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And so, like, during the winter, when I would be like, oh, you know, we're like, oh, yeah, they can start at, like, you know, they can arrive at 6:30, 6:45. I'm like, no, because then I'm getting there at 6. It's pitch black outside. Like, thankfully, like...
Now it's not so bad.
Yeah. But anyways. And I always get nervous when it's, like, 6 a.m. because I have a phobia of, like, missing something or, like, waking up late, as everybody does.
Yeah. So here we are on a Wednesday, not planned, in our, like, athleisure. Who am I kidding? I wear leggings every fucking week.
Yeah, I wear a different color trouser every time, but I actually was wearing my, like, black short sleeve, and I changed because I was like, I don't want to wear the exact same thing I was wearing last week, just with a different colored pant.
Yeah. We would have been twinning. We do kind of coordinate, but...
Yeah.
All right. Where do you want to start?
Do we want to go through our list?
Yeah.
See where that goes. Okay. And this time I actually came prepared and, like, wrote mine down.
Oh, I didn't.
That's okay.
Okay.
Watching.
So I started The Pitt.
Okay.
Our entire family has been raving about this show. If you haven't heard somebody talk about it, it's called The Pitt as in, like, the ER of a hospital, but also it's set in Pittsburgh. So it is essentially just the ER portion of a hospital show. That is, each episode is, like, an hour of his shift. So it's, like, a doctor who shows up at 7 a.m. for his 12-hour shift.
Yeah.
And...
I saw that it was, like, by the hour.
Yeah. I am not, I've only watched 2 episodes, but I am not as obsessed with it as, like, Mom and Parker are making it out to be.
It's, like, an acquired taste, I think.
Okay. Have you watched it?
No.
Oh.
But it's not, like, you're watching Grey.
No, it's not. It is very, it's a lot more about the medical aspect of it than the, like, doctors. No, but there is stuff about the doctors. Like, but there's also a lot going on.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to watch it while I, like, got ready one day. And it was just almost too much. Like, I couldn't pay attention enough to keep up with all the different medical cases, all the different characters. Like, maybe I could get there eventually, but right now, it really has to be a show that I, like, sit and pay attention to.
Yeah.
And that is, like, kind of frustrating.
Yeah.
Because, like, most shows for me aren't like that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Jury's still out for me.
Okay.
But I'm only 2 episodes in, so.
Yeah. There's so many now, like, and I know, like, The Pulse is another one that just came out on Netflix.
Oh, I definitely
That I think
that.
Is more, like.
Grey's.
Grey's.
Okay. Is there, like, a twist? Or is there, like, any sort of concept to it?
I don't know. I've just seen it, like, keep popping up. And, it like, the cover is, like, someone about to kiss. So it's, like, definitely more Grey's-esque than, like, doop, doop, doop.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was.
Was it you doing CPR?
I guess so.
Clearly we need to get you into CPR class.
Yeah. I've been, speaking of doctor shows, I've been, like, getting through Grey's. So much has been happening.
I love when Allie sends, like, a real-time text when she's watching. I was, like, in the middle of something the other day, and you were, like, freaking out about something.
Yeah, I was watching with Mom the other day, and she's like, oh, well, like, this won't spoil it, just don't pay attention, like, whatever. And then I, like, see a couple, and I'm like, wait, how is she liking him when she just got married?
Right.
Like.
Yeah. It's also, it's just confusing. Like, even I get confused with, like, what happens. Like, you made a comment about a couple, and I was like, I think I remember how it ends, but, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and I have a really good gut feeling about Jackson and April, which I always say are, like, my favorite couple.
You said a lot of couples are your favorite couple, though.
No, but, like, when we talked about it that one time, it was like, no, Jackson and April are my end game. And I just, like, have this gut feeling, like, now that he's, like, finding God, and he's, like, reaching out to her, that, like, because that was the whole reason why they didn't work out, was because of his views. So anyways. So, but what I'm watching, sorry, that is what I'm watching, but that's what I was watching last week, so I had to make a change.
Okay.
And I'm always watching something different, so I can always make a change.
I can always make a change.
Also a new show on Netflix called Ransom Canyon. Have you heard of it? It's, like, a ranch in the south, like, small town Texas, like, the guy from Life as We Know It, what's his name?
I've never watched that show.
It's a movie, but
I've never seen that movie.
And yeah, it's good. I'm not really sure where it's going, but
so we decided to, so Netflix raised their prices again. Do you still use Mom's Netflix? How do you get around that?
Every time I want to watch Netflix, I ask her if she's watching it. She says no. I send her an email, and then she makes it so I can watch it, and we just go back and forth.
Wow, that's commitment. So, years ago.
Well, it was never an issue until she started watching Grey's again. And now it's an issue.
Because she wasn't watching anything on Netflix, yeah. So, we got her on Netflix years ago. Just, there was a time where there were way too many of us trying to watch it, but even before they cracked down, and we were just like, it's not worth it. We're going to get our own. And then they raised the prices again. And so we actually regressed and now have Netflix with ads. I don't know if you noticed that. When Mom watches Grey's at my house, she has to watch ads. Because it was an unreasonable amount is how we felt. I don't watch a lot of stuff on Netflix. Sam watches more because he watches anime. And there's a lot of anime on Netflix. And so I was like, are you willing to, like, is this worth it, basically? And we cut back. We decided it wasn't.
Yeah. Netflix is interesting. Like, I feel like it goes in phases where sometimes it, like, is coming out with a lot of new stuff and then it, like, is in a lull. It's, like, not really.
Yeah. Because it's different. Like, Hulu not only comes out with their own stuff, but then they have, like, other channel stuff or, like, live stuff on theirs. And so it's, like, why? I don't know. It's just a different. Yeah. And, again, Netflix raised theirs to above what I pay for no ad Hulu.
Yeah.
So I was, like, I can't. I can't justify it. I watch Hulu all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Well, speaking of Netflix, did you see the full trailer of Bridgerton?
No.
Oh, that came out. So you need to watch that.
Okay. I did not know that was a thing.
Yes. That came out. And then, speaking of Hulu, the Sisters, Wives of Mormon Wives.
I did see that.
Did come out, too.
Yes.
Which looks crazy.
It looks crazy. I mean, just the fact that they're all pregnant, like, the hormones are just out of control over there.
Yeah. Why am I, like, edging towards Whitney's side?
I don't know, but it feels like there's another villain, that other girl.
Yeah, which people are really upset about because she, like, didn't want to be a part of it
the first time.
And now that she's, like, in it, it's, like, really fake or, like pick-me energy or, like, whatever. Which
doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. So, that should be interesting.
I thought you said you weren't going to watch it.
Well, yeah, I did say that. So, I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, while we're talking about TV, I feel like, should we talk about Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, yeah, we can talk about Dancing with the Stars.
So, I know we told y'all that we were going to see it. Mm-hmm. And first off, we ventured to the burbs and the traffic fucking sucked. Fucking highway. What's the word? Not renovations. What's the word?
Construction.
Yeah. And so it took forever to get out there.
Yeah.
But the Margs were amazing and totally worth it.
Yes, they were.
So good.
Fire.
Like, so good. And our seats were amazing.
Yeah, so I think I talked about it last year when I went. Like, when I was getting the seats, like, I didn't realize, like, when I was getting level 100, I was like, oh, like, these are pretty good seats, like, you know. And then I didn't realize, like, the way it was set up that we were, like, 100, but, like, last group of section all the way at the back wall.
Right. The level 100 at this theater happens to be huge.
Yeah. Like, even with my glasses on, I was, like, there were, like, little people, and I was, like, trying to, like, see everything. So I was, like, if I'm going back, like, I need to get better seats. And right. So I did the pre-sale code.
I think we talked about that when we bought tickets.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was, like, crossing my fingers. I was, like, not sure if they were going to be good, and they were great.
Yeah, they were great. The way they have it, the stage set up, like, we were pretty far over to the right, but it didn't matter.
Yeah.
We were close enough that we could see. It was awesome.
Yeah.
They're fucking amazing.
Like, so good.
It was so good.
And this show was miles better than last year.
Which is crazy to me that I think they said it was their third year.
Yeah.
Doing a tour.
Yeah.
Which, again, is also kind of crazy after 30 seasons. It took mm-hmm. them that long to start touring.
Well, and people still don't really know about it. Like, when I, like, tell people,
the
like,
tour, you mean?
Yeah, when I tell people, I'm like, oh, I'm going Dancing with the Stars. They're like, oh, like, they're doing it here? Cool.
And that's what Parker said. Parker thought we were going to, like, a live taping of a show.
Yeah, and I was like, no. It's like a recital for them.
That's a great way. That's exactly what it is.
And it was a recital because the whole time everyone's like, yeah, Britt, yeah, Daniela. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this energy.
But I think, and I kind of knew this from following them on Instagram. I think before I saw Peaks on Instagram, I was under the impression that it was going to be, like, mostly dances from the show. Like dances that already existed. I didn't realize it was going to be, like,
oh, you did
all that. Brand new choreography. Like,
oh,
with
yeah.
the exception of, like, three of the celebrity dances,
right.
It was all brand new.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
And I loved, I think some of my favorites were, like, the all boys or the all girls dances. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just, like, love those.
Yeah. Every dance was just so beautiful. And, like, the little, like, comedy things that they put in.
Yeah. Like, they have, like, little bits in between. I mean, people have to change clothes. And so they do little, like, skits.
Yeah.
And it was so, it was just really entertaining.
Yeah. It was super fun. I loved it. And, Leslie came with us, and Leslie's also, like, a diehard, like, Dancing with the Stars gal. And so we were, like, freaking out, like, every time.
Yeah.
And just seeing her get so excited made me so excited because I was, like, if anyone loves, like, their everything about them more than me, it's her.
Yeah.
So.
My phone is exploding. Is it the Bachelorette group? Yes.
And, well, I remember, like, I got you to watch it. Last season or
that was
two seasons ago?
So two seasons ago, it was on and off because Lila was still a tiny little peanut and I was going to bed at like 7 or 8 p.m. sometimes because she was so little. That was like the only way I could get a good stretch of sleep. And because Sam would then do the feeding like in order, you know what I mean, to get like a good stretch. So that was the hard part. So I watched a couple like the next day. I never watched them live.
But you never like actually watched it before that, did you?
I watched one season with my Meemaw in college.
Right.
But before that, other than that, no. It was the season with the Pussycat Doll Girl and Evan Lysacek, the ice skater that went to Niqua. That was the one season I watched in college with Meemaw. I don't remember what season it was. I mean, somewhere between 2009 and 2012.
Okay.
And, but yeah, this season was the first one I watched, like, every episode in real time.
Yeah.
But then, of course, I, like, got obsessed with, you know, certain people and, like, followed them on Instagram.
And that's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the ending.
Right. So Alan and Emma have been, like, kind of, like, low-key hinting at a relationship.
Yeah,
like,
so in last week's episode, I know you haven't listened to it yet because I literally finished editing it today. You said, well, yeah, they're dating. You, like, were convinced that they had already announced it. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I do. Because, like, it did seem very much that they were.
Yeah.
And then last show, best show, which I'm telling you, like, we got a good-ass show. They kiss on their last dance, which was the song Last Dance, which was the last dance.
Yeah, the last dance, before they, like, bring everybody out to, like, bow, was just the two of them, and they ended it with a kiss.
And I accidentally recorded it, because I was just recording, and I didn't even see it. I didn't even see it until after I looked at my phone, because then I realized everyone was freaking out, and I was like, ah! Like, and then I was like, and you can hear, like, my scream, like, in the video, but then I posted on TikTok and went viral, so it's no biggie.
Went viral.
I mean,
we get in the car, and she's like, wait, should I post this, like, right now, so that it goes viral?
Yeah.
Because it was, like, not very many people had posted it yet.
Yeah, but what I'm annoyed about is Ezra, like, reposted every single one except for mine, and mine is the one that got the most views.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I wonder why. You're private.
No, I'm not.
Well, let me tell you what I tried.
If I was private, then I wouldn't be able to get those views.
Not private. You have a setting off, and I don't know if this is why. Because I went to share that TikTok to my Instagram stories, and it wouldn't allow me to post it to my stories. So that could be why.
I don't have anything turned on. Who knows? Whatever. I'm not that worried
about Who knows? I don't know that app well enough to, like, know the ins and outs of it.
Yeah.
But it was incredible. So fun. So glad that we went.
Truly so great.
So great. And then they already started announcing celebrities. Yes. Well, they announced one celebrity.
I thought
they, like, did it all in one big thing.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about.
Right. Last year, I feel like
they
did it.
He's a snake guy.
Well, yeah, he's... Well, his dad was the alligator guy, Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's his son.
His sister was one Dancing with the Stars.
She won?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so... Yeah, first off, all the announcements. Freaking him with a freaking snake. I'm like, please get out of here with your snake, sir. And then, everybody posted with the snake, basically.
Yeah. Well, okay, so here's my thought, is everyone wants him to be with Riley.
Why?
I don't know. Like, everyone's like, oh, like, Riley and Robert. But I think, like, she's had two young partners. Like, I think other people could deserve a chance. Like, I think he should be with Britt
or like, Emma.
Emma. Yeah.
I agree with you.
So, that's my two cents there.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other thoughts regarding Dancing with the Stars?
We briefly discussed making our dream cast,
which I think we can still do, but, like, I don't want it to be like I want dream cast, like, that might not be realistic. Not like your dream cast for the upcoming season.
Well, right. Like, just celebrities that I love.
Yeah, so, like, don't even think about Robert. Like,
right. So just
For example, like, I would love to see, like, Gleb with, like, Leah from Love Island, which you don't know who that is,
right.
But, like, we could, like, you know.
Are we still being realistic with, like, an equal amount of athletes and actors and musicians?
Yeah, like, something that's, like, realistic in that way, but not, like, so.
This current times.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Homework.
Great.
Okay. What are you reading? Because you're reading a new thing every fucking day.
So I just finished the book I was reading yesterday. And it is a very interesting topic. So it's fiction. But the concept is everybody gets a box on their front door. Every single person in the world. And inside that box is a string telling you how long you're going to live. first off, do you open the box? Like, do you want to know how long you have left to live? And then, like, what do you do? Because there are some people, like, you know, that, like, break up because of, you know, their partner has a shorter string than them. It's
like a Black Mirror episode.
Kind of.
Which I need to watch, which I didn't watch, but I will watch it for next week.
I've never gotten into Black Mirror. I feel like I tried to watch one and it was way too realistic. Like, it was too freaky. This is like, there's no fucking way this would happen. Like, there's no way that all of us, you know what I mean? Like, it's just not realistic.
The best part.
But it's one of those books that's got, like, I don't know, 10 POVs. Like, there's a lot of characters. They all intertwine somehow. Like, there's a lot of overlap.
So is the book called Invisible String?
Nope, it's called The Measure.
String would have been cool because all those people are connected and you see a string, but, you know, that might be the name of my book. I actually did kind of maybe decide on a title.
Ooh. Okay, let me finish my book first, then we can talk about yours. But then, of course, it turns into kind of like a divide thing, like short stringers versus long stringers, and like they try to bring it into politics and they try to bring it into like so many things. And it's super interesting. I mean, it's a little bit fucked up and kind of a mind fuck, but I liked it. It was really good.
Interesting.
I still don't know. Like, I think I probably would open it because I feel like I personally can't not have all the information possibly in the world given to me. So if there was something that told me how much longer I had to live, I think I would want to know.
Oh, I would want to know too.
But there's characters that don't open their boxes. So it's really interesting.
I just finished reading The Inmate by Freda McFadden, which threw me for a loop, as she does.
You never see the twist coming.
Never. And I'm like,
how does she do it?
I don't know, because I feel like she sets you up so well to be like, okay, that's what she wants you to think it is, but it's probably this. And then it's like, oh, that dead body. No, they didn't. Someone planted it. And then you're like, and then they pull in that like random character from like chapter one and you're like, what?
Yeah.
So anyways, that one was kind of a mind fuck. Would I say it's my favorite of hers? No, I think I gave it a 3.
You're kind of a harsh critic,
though. I want to be more of a harsh critic because I want my 5s to be my 5s.
So I'm like that. I feel like my 5s are like, I only give it a 5 if I think everybody should read that book.
Yeah.
But I think I'm maybe a little bit more lenient with my 4s. Well, and I also use an app now that lets me give half stars, which helps.
Yeah. So now I'm reading the 3rd series of that, like, Chicago romance series, because now I'm like,
So what order are you on now?
Baseball. I'm like, Kendall keeps telling me to finish the damn series. I'm trying. Well, and the other reason is I really want to read Emily Henry's new book that just got released yesterday. And I also want to read,
It's Reese Witherspoon's also new book club book, the Emily Henry one.
Yeah. I also want to read the Abby Jimenez book, Say You'll Remember Me, I think is what it's called. I want to read that too, but neither of them are on Kindle Unlimited, so I'm like, I keep like going back and forth. Like,
I can put them on hold at the library.
Yeah, but they're probably way...
Yeah, but I mean, we have to be patient, but we could eventually.
But thinking for the title of my book, I might call it Touch and Go. So for my book...
Yeah, let's talk about your book. How's it going?
Good. I've been so goddamn busy, but I'm on, like... Because, like, one of the things...
Are you going to, like, sit in the car next week?
Yeah.
On your laptop?
But also, it's, like, I don't like to... Like, we already have so much screen time.
Yeah.
That, like, my thing is, like, when I'm done with work, all I want to do is work on my book.
Right.
But I don't want to sit on my computer for another 4 hours. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, like, days that... I'm not on my computer as much, so, like, on the weekend, but then it's, like, I don't want to be on my computer on the weekend. So, it's, like, I have this, like, internal battle.
Yeah.
So, when I'm, like, don't have a lot of work to do, I try to kind of, like, squeeze it into my work day a little bit. But, yeah, I'm, like, almost to chapter 20, so I'm, like, really getting into, like, where things are going.
Okay.
So, there's, like, the big portion of, like, the onset of, like, the, like, romance, and then I have, like, already know what the conflict is going to be, how the conflict's going to get overturned, and I'm hoping the ending comes to me. I mean, it's like, it's a romance, so like the ending is like
happily ever after.
Yeah. But the touch and go aspect of it is like they like knew each other and then they left each other. And I don't know. I'm playing with it.
Okay.
But I was like playing with Canva. Obviously.
Are you going to design your own cover or are you going to hire like
an... No, I'll hire an actual person. I'm just playing around.
Yeah.
Sorry, let me just go back to what we're watching really quick. Oh. Hate to do this. I went to the movies last night, so I just...
Oh, okay.
I went and saw Sinners last night. New movie with Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I saw a funny like meme that was like, just like me growing up, there's going to be some kid out there who thinks that Michael B. Jordan has a twin, just like I thought Lindsay Lohan had a twin.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking freaky. But... So, like, Parker and I use Letterboxd, which is basically Goodreads for movies.
Yeah.
And we can do halves. And we are pretty harsh on it, and most people are because they're, like, big movie people.
Yeah.
And so, like, when you see a movie that has, like, really above, like...
A four.
3.5.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, like, this is good.
Good movie, yeah.
Right? Like, even Barbie, great movie, but, like, on Letterboxd, it's, like, 3, you know?
Yeah, maybe if they'd cut, like, half the ending and it wasn't
so
fucking long.
Let me share a better example. So, like, Songbirds and Snakes, right?
Yeah.
Like, great movie, 3.6.
Did you watch it?
No, I'm just saying, like, okay. This is what people have, like, rated those things.
Yeah.
Or, like, A Complete Unknown, which, like, 3. So, it's, like, people are harsh, right? So... When we were, like, on Letterboxd, we saw that Sinners was, like, a 4.3, which is, like, that means a lot of people rated it at a 5.
Yeah.
And so I was, like, we have to go see this. So I went and saw it last night because Leslie and her boyfriend were going, and I was, like, I want to go. So.
You third wheeled.
Yeah. Well, not only did I third wheel, I sat behind them. They already bought their tickets, so I bought. And I was in the handicap row, and, like, that's the move.
It's not the move because people need those seats.
Well, no one... But if someone needed that seat, I was obligated to give it up.
Okay.
But I didn't have to.
Okay.
It was so good. It was so fucking good. I gave it a 4.5.
Wow.
And Parker and I are going to see it this weekend, again, in IMAX. So, it's a little spooky. It is spooky.
I don't do spooky.
It's a little gross, too.
Gross doesn't bother me.
I think you'd be fine. It's not that spooky. It's a little, like, unsettling, but it's not, like... Like, it's kind of, like, devil, like, sinner. Like, it's, like, 1930s, like, race... Like, there's a lot of, like, racism. Like, it's kind of, like, that, like... It's kind of a mindfuck. But anyways, highly recommend. Sorry, I forgot to mention that.
Wow.
But anyways, moving on.
Okay.
So, what we're listening to... Do we still like this category?
I like this category because I wanted to talk about a new podcast, but now, like, I don't know that there's going to be anything new, so I don't know that we need to do this category every week.
Okay.
Unless you want... I don't have any new artists or podcasts this week.
Yeah, music sucks right now, TBH. And, like, the only thing... There was, like, a book that I talked about how I wanted to read was The Wedding People, and it's with... It's on premium on Spotify. So I started listening to it. Mm. Oh my god, I hate audiobooks. I can't.
I hate audio fiction.
Yeah, it was brutal.
I feel like audio nonfiction is different because it's basically like listening to a podcast.
We're getting rid of that category. But okay. Then not only... Okay, yeah, that's fine. Okay, so what are we buying?
So Mom and I went on a tour today of the Linkin Park Athletic Club. Mm. Did she tell you? Did I tell you?
Yeah, because she tried to go at 11:30. We were literally still at the nail salon.
Oh, yeah. We had pushed it back to 12.
I was like, what made you think that you would be able to get there?
If they had started... She got to me at, like, 11:35. If they had started her at 9:45 like they have done in the past, it would have been fine. It would have been fine.
Okay.
But
the people... The employees aren't required to be there until 10.
I understand that, but how often when you have a town hall appointment do they start at 9:45?
They always start at 10, so I don't know where she was thinking that.
I feel like they've always started early for me. they still also didn't start her until like almost 10:10.
Yeah.
And if we had gone, we would have gone there at like 11:40. It would have been fine, but it doesn't matter. So I haven't actually bought it yet, but I think I'm going to buy a membership. I wanted to do ClassPass, but I think there's a couple of issues. Number one, it is pricey still. Like in order, like,
what is it again?
Well, there's a bunch of choices, right?
Or not ClassPass, Linkin Park.
89.
Right, because I've toured it too.
Yeah. So Linkin Park is 89 monthly. It's 84 if you commit to a year, which is kind of silly. Like for $5 a month, like I'm not committing to anything. So for the equivalent, for 89 on ClassPass, the number of like points that you get, depending on where you go, you're talking 1 to 2 classes a week. Mm. And it, obviously at LPAC, it's, that sounded weird to say. But Lincoln Park Athletic Club is LPAC?
Yeah. Okay. Just like already given a nickname, so you haven't even committed to it.
I know, but I feel like I don't want to keep saying the whole thing. Anyway, it's obviously like unlimited classes, right? Now, the classes are not as good, obviously. A strength class at F45 is probably way more awesome than the strength class there. But I haven't tried them yet. So I don't know that for sure. But it's tempting from that perspective, from the quantity of classes. Number two is it's obviously very close. Without giving away where I live, it is a nice, conveniently close walk for me to get there. And I think I'm starting to think about the next phase. I am not pregnant, as I'm enjoying my very alcoholic old-fashioned. But when I do get pregnant, having workout classes that are close, so I'm not like exerting all my energy on like walking there and then trying to work out. Also, I know we've talked about this, it feels like every fucking yoga studio in the city is hot. And I get it. I know people love a heated yoga. You can't do that when you're pregnant. You're not allowed. You can't do heated workout classes. Mm-hmm. So that is annoying.
Yeah.
The last thing is they have a pool, an indoor pool. And not only do they have like aqua workout classes, you know, I'm sure like all the grandmas are at, but just like swimming is such good exercise, especially when you're pregnant. So I think it would just be a good fit for this.
Well, let me know how it is, because it's one of the, like, when I have my own place one day, I've always looked at, because when I lived kind of near there, when I was on like Oakdale, I was like, there was a period of time where I was thinking like I was going to get my own place like near that area. So I like went there to like look at the membership, because it's like, I'm like, okay, if I'm paying like a little bit of extra money a month, like on rent, and I have to go down on like my gym or whatever I'm doing.
Well, so and right now, like Core Power is so convenient to you. Mm-hmm. So that's part of it too. It's like about convenience. And then it also, like, I don't know how much I will use the actual like gym equipment. I obviously have a decent amount of equipment at home, but just like the option to do that. But they have 3 studios. They have a yoga studio, like a general workout studio for like strength classes, and then a cycle studio, and then swimming, and then obviously all kinds of other. It's a full gym. So
was it pretty nice?
Yeah. It's not like Studio 3 nice, like that place.
Yeah.
I feel like I stepped into like a boutique movie scene. But it's good. Yeah.
Cool.
That's
exciting.
Mom really wants to do the aqua workout classes with me too, so. Aww.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. So we'll see. There's obviously only so many choices when we're talking me and mom, because like,
Lila. Is she getting a membership?
I think so. Again, because especially with everything, we're not going into details, but mom's been having some struggles behind the scenes here. And so having like a more low impact option for her, like yoga, not heated, and swimming is really good for her.
Yeah.
Because she was like, I have a gym in my building. Like,
yeah.
It's not, she wouldn't be signing up, but it is a lot further for her too. But they do have a parking lot.
I just, like, hate, like, hot take, I just hate, like, an apartment gym. Like, that gym specifically, too, it's like, okay, well, if someone else is lifting in front of the mirror, you can't be lifting in front of the mirror.
You know
like,
what? The Eugenie gym was way better than their new gym.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I loved that gym.
Yeah. Like, anyways.
There's something about, like, on going on that spin bike with, like, looking over the lake. Like, yeah. It was beautiful. But, yeah, no, I don't like their new apartment gym either.
Yeah.
So, that's a
bummer. Whatever. So I've been on my walking journey, 10K steps a day, which doesn't always happen, but you know what? We make up for it with a little core power, because I've been trying to do less core power classes in a week, just because they are high impact and like just like it's a lot. Yeah. And I don't want to like over exert my body.
Yeah.
And you know, it, like just like doing a lot of like workouts like that just can make you like bloated and just like
your also core, just spikes things.
Yeah, yeah, your cortisol levels are really high. Yeah. So like doing like just walking is so key.
So not to get all like goals on you, but a good option is to set a weekly step goal as opposed to a daily step goal. Mm. So setting a goal to do like 70K steps over the week versus just 10K a day. That way, if there is a day that you do 8, well, then you offset it by doing 12 another day and you set a weekly step goal.
Smart. Yeah.
So that's how I've always tackled it.
Cool.
So yeah, that's what I'm buying. I haven't actually clicked buy yet.
Yeah, my buying is not something I've bought yet either.
Oh, perfect.
But I can't afford it right now, so it's not gonna happen. But so I've been thinking about ways to just store things in my room better. And I have a small room. What?
Okay, keep going.
What? We can talk about that offline. And so one of the things is I have one of those like multi-drawer organizers, which I've talked about before, but yeah. It's broken. It's dead. It needs to be replaced somehow.
Okay.
And so what I'm thinking is, you know, my desk is just like a one drawer front.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm thinking of getting like one of those like desk/vanity things that have like lots of storage.
Yeah.
Like drawers on both sides, like, and just like utilizing that like little space and going from there.
Yeah.
So that's my,
that's what you're shopping expensive. For. Yeah. But you're not buying it quite yet.
Correct.
Yeah.
Especially because the desk that I have right now, I recently got, and I mean, it was only like $60, but still it's like, seems a little bit redundant.
Could you like try to sell that desk so you could maybe get like some money for it?
Yeah,
you may not get like $60 back, but you could get something.
Yeah,
to like contribute. Also, could you ask for contributions for your birthday, or is that all going to Lala?
It all went to Lala.
Okay.
I also don't love the what we're using category, because like sometimes, well, no, this is fine. I actually do have something.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you want me to go?
Yeah.
Okay. So I brought down what I'm using.
Let me see.
Which I'm always using a new makeup product, lip balm, like whatever.
And she like constantly puts on lip balm, like constantly applying, reapplying.
Yeah. And so when Rode was still like, just put it on.
I wanted to see the color, not on my lips.
Rode, I had, right when it like kind of came out, I got the like lip balm from them, but it was almost like grainy. Like I didn't like it. And I was like, what the fuck is on my lips right now? And so it took me a long time to be like, okay, like I'm gonna try it again. Mm-hmm. But I got this came with like a combo of like the blush, and I really like the blush, so I was like, okay, I'm gonna try it again. And I don't know if this is like a different one or they did a different formula, and this is also the tint version, which
right,
but it's really nice.
It feels really nice.
Yeah, I really like it. So
I've never even heard of this brand.
This is the Hailey Bieber brand.
Oh.
Which I use their, like, skin products.
Yeah.
So, this I'm using. One more thing I'm using, which I know I'm, like, always talking. I know, like, maybe 2 weeks ago I was talking about, like, oh, vitamins and, like, all this stuff, which great. Yeah. Like, you know.
I think it was, like, 2 episodes ago, but that was maybe, like, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I got a new nutritionist, so, like, bye-bye. But, which I'm still, like, you know, it was like so much so that she didn't want me to take my gummy vitamins. I was like, okay.
The other one? The first one?
Yeah. She was like, I don't love a gum. I'm like, I don't care. Like at that point, it's like,
What?
Yeah, that's a that feels like a red flag to me.
Like the magnesium, she was like, well, if you can't swallow the pill, then get the powder. I'm like, what's wrong with the damn gummy? Like, the sugar from the gummy is not going to kill me.
I don't. Yeah, what's her issue? I don't know.
Anyways, so my new nutritionist is so great, and she gave me a whole meal plan, so I knew exactly what to get at the grocery store. It didn't cost me an arm and a leg. And I have and this is what I always needed. I needed every single meal and snack planned out so I knew what I'm eating, know what I'm eating when. But it's like that decision fatigue of like planning that out. And so now like being able to use those sessions to like plan that out with her is like incredible. And I made such a good dinner tonight, which sounds gross, but it was like buffalo chicken on a sweet potato have you heard of the brand Prima? It's like a dressing and sauce, like marinade brand.
Primal,
yeah. Okay. So I got the like ranch.
Yeah.
And I put that on top of like like green onion. And then one thing about me is I hate vegetables. I don't hate vegetables, but I dislike vegetables. And so any way that I can sneak vegetables in is like how I have to do it. Like I don't.
Same. I'm the same way.
Like, I'll go to the grocery store and be like, okay, I can have this with broccoli. And then I look at it in my fridge and I'm like, the last thing I want to do right now is put that fucking broccoli in the microwave and eat it, because I'll gag every time I eat it. I'll gag when I smell it. Like, I don't like it. So she was like, well, why don't we try something that you don't usually have? And I'm like, okay. So I got green beans.
Yeah, I saw your picture.
And I sauteed them with like some olive oil, garlic, salt, pepper, you know, the normal. And then some paprika, and then put hot honey on them. So good. And I was so satisfied after my meal, and I got all of the things I needed. Wow. So I was very happy with that. And yeah, it's just exciting to like have like meals planned out. And I went back to like doing my like overnight oats and like my little Lunchables, but I'm not doing adult Lunchables every day. I'm like tomorrow I'll have like the leftovers. And yeah. She was also like, I was like, I really love my like Goodles, which are those like healthy mac and cheese boxes, with like my chicken nuggets and my Caesar salad. It's like my lazy girl meal. It's like my favorite meal. And she's like, you can still have it. Just like have it once a week. And then like the rest of the and I was like, is it okay to use a Caesar salad kit? Yeah, that's totally fine. And then, so then the next day I'll use the rest of the Caesar salad kit in a wrap.
Oh, that's smart.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, trying to figure out, but it's so much easier to see it in a spreadsheet and like talk through it with her. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So excited.
I love that.
It's fun. And we got to like, I got to get my like little cookbook out and I would like pick one. And that was like the one of this week, the one I made.
Okay.
So
what cookbook is that?
The Skinny Tastes like One and Done. So It's like all like crock pot or like air fryer or like Dutch oven, like one or like sheet pan or like one pan, like very easy, like so this one was a crock pot, so I just like put the, and I literally only seasoned the chicken with garlic powder and then wrapped the sweet potatoes in foil and put them in there and put some of the, it's like Frank's Hot, but I just did the Whole Foods brand, and then put it in there for 6 hours and then shredded it up and called it a day.
Wow,
so easy.
Love that.
Yeah.
While you were talking, I was trying to think of something I'm using, and I got nothing.
Well, that was not what I'm using. Sorry. Backtrack. What I'm using is, have you ever heard of lemon balm tea?
Wait. So, it wasn't the lip gloss or the...
No, it was the lip gloss.
The nutritionist, but there's another one.
Yeah. Hmm. Have you heard of lemon balm tea?
No.
So, it's super good for you. It's super good for, like, I've been loving tea at night. That's what I'm using. I'm drinking a lot of tea.
Who are you?
I know. A little tea, a little lemon, a little honey, a little night-night. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure the tea I'm drinking right now is expired.
That's okay. I don't actually think it goes bad. It just, it has less flavor.
Yeah. And so lemon balm tea is really balm team. Tea?
Team.
Is
balm.
Is really good for your digestion, your gut health, your stress levels, and it's really good for weight loss. So when y'all can't see my waist next week.
Yeah, in 1 week, then we go to Nashville and like put it all back on.
Yeah, well, you know what?
And alcohol. I'm like kind of nervous, I'm gonna be honest.
About what?
Nashville.
Don't be nervous.
I just feel like just a bunch of 20-somethings that I'm trying to keep up with. Wait, when they listen to this episode, we will be in Nashville.
We hope you guys enjoy this episode. Let's call Allie and Lincoln in Nashville. Oh my god. Oh! Yikes!
Yeah.
What day of the week is it?
Friday.
Oh my god, so we're
on the karaoke bus.
No, because at this time on Friday, what time will it be?
Well, it depends on when they listen. I mean, it's gonna drop. We're probably still gonna be asleep.
I'm hanging up.
Okay, bye. Y'all, also, the phone was such a fun prop for our photo shoot, and now it's Lila's favorite toy, and she carries it around and
hello.
Goes, hello.
She's also British.
Hello.
She goes, hello. Hello.
So cute.
Anyways.
She's the cutest. Anyway, okay. That's where we'll be this time next week.
I feel like we've been talking for years.
How is it that we, like, these categories, and we just, like, fill the whole time talking about these? Because we go on tangents.
Yes. Yeah. Which is
kind of the goal.
Question for all of our amazing 415 listeners.
Well, we have 450 people on Instagram. We have more views than that per episode.
Okay. Well, everyone that's watching, listening, whatever, let us know.
Where are you going with this?
I don't know. Let us know, like, what... So here's our problem, is we always talk about doing things and we don't do them.
Like what?
Like... We were going to do the makeup thing, and we never did it.
Oh, yeah. But that's... Because that just requires so much more coordination than just, like, you coming over and us recording and Lila goes to bed.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, we need mom here, we need a setup, and we need something to wear said cute makeup to.
Yeah.
You know, like, that requires... I mean, you could just record... You could just do mine and mom's makeup in Nashville. Record it.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
I'll bring my tripod.
You know what I did realize, though? I was scrolling back looking at something. While I was in Houston, we hit 1 year since we pivoted to this style of podcast. Because it was Andrew's birthday dinner was the first time that we recorded like this like weekly style as opposed to like a topic. The like let's talk episode was before Andrew's birthday dinner.
Yeah.
Wow. Can you imagine? Like it's been like a year since we've been doing it like this.
That's like crazy. Wait, so... It's almost been 2 years since we started this.
Yeah, it was like June that we started recording.
Yeah, because Lila was still in your tummy.
She was still in my tummy. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. Sisters like us.
I got nothing else.
Okay, so if you listened this far, the emoji of the episode is going to be the little emoji with the cowboy hat. Howdy.
Because we're going to be in Nashville.
Yeah.
When you are listening to this.
And we can't wait for you guys to see all of our fun pictures and such. And oh my god, I just thought about something.
What?
Did you also think of something?
That we should post on the Instagram when we're in Nashville?
Yeah, that is a commitment, but sure. I had a package. The most important Etsy package that... Said it was delivered last night at 7:32. The way my ass in my PJs and house shoes were walking around Webster trying to find this damn package, I had...
Wait, I thought you were at the movies.
Movies was at like 4:40. Oh. And then I got home. Oh. Yeah. And then I went grocery shopping last night too. So there was nothing in our mailbox, nothing in my upstairs neighbor's mailbox, nothing in my neighbor's, nothing in my other neighbor's. Nothing, and then I go into the back, because sometimes they get so fucking irritated that we don't open the door, and they throw things on our back porch.
Well, it's safer back there.
Yeah, oh, whatever. Two packages, not for me. And I'm just like, oh my god, like, I'm going to kill them. And of course, USPS is the culprit, because it always is USPS / DHL. Like, stupid motherfuckers. And I was so pissed, because everything else I got... And, like, today, I walk in, and it's the big game board. I'm like, great. And then I'm like, I pull it out, and I'm like, it's literally like a piece of paper. It's not like a piece of paper, but it's like, it's not like a board. It's like laminated, so it's not like,
like, flimsy. Yeah. Like, yeah.
And then, like, the little cowboy boots are, like, this big. But it'll be fun. It'll be fun. And I was just like, what the fuck? But anyways, so then everyone's like, oh, well, you gotta give it a couple days. And I'm like, no. Like, I tell the Etsy person,
I'm
like,
you don't have time to give it a couple days.
I'm like, you need to send a new one now so it's here in time. And she's like, okay, are you sure you want me to proceed with it? I'm like, yes. And then I'm like, wait. Let me just double check my mailbox one more time. Because I was like, I had just gotten home.
There it was.
In all of its glory. It's the linen, like, backdrop. So I'm like, it's quite important.
Yeah.
It's super cute. And, yeah. So I have all of the things. My outfits are still a little bit of a mess, but I'll figure it out.
I will post on the Instagram stories next weekend. Okay. So I will commit to that.
Okay.
I will bring you along for our Nashville weekend. What I typically do when I'm on, like, a trip like that is I post either, like, it depends on what kind of trip it is. Like, either that night back in, like, when I get back to my room, or the next morning is more likely. What I'll do on this trip is, like, in the morning, I will post, like, what we did the day before.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And keep it updated, so.
Yeah. I'm, like, scared for the trip, but, like, also, I don't want to hear, like, oh, well, I don't want to drink too much because I don't care. Drink. This is a drinking trip. Like, I'm not going to peer pressure, but, like,
see, and she wonders why I'm nervous.
Well, you're going to drink. I'm not worried about you. Drink. Just don't think about the hangover the next day. Just focus on the drinking.
Yeah, but see, if you do that, then the activities we have for the next day aren't as fun. Also, hangovers at 34 are way harder than at 24. So just letting you know.
Okay, bye!
I look like shit.
Actually, maybe we shouldn't keep this. Put this in there.
Well, I mean, we've been talking for 52 minutes, not years.
All right, we gotta go.
We're not including any of that.